would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Yeah, gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you?
It happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, a few more moments here with you. Vince McMahon is going to try to talk to a very, obviously,
Bret Hart.
Disconsolate Bret Hart.
He's got to be terribly frustrated. Extremely frustrated over what has just happened.
Whoa! Frustrated isn't the goddamn word! This is bullshit!
Oh, we apologize, ladies
and gentlemen. You screw me, everybody screws me, and nobody does a goddamn thing about it! Nobody in the building cares, nobody in the dressing room cares. So much goddamn injustice around here, I've had it up to here!
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody knows it, I know it, everybody knows it. I should be the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Get him out of the ring.
Everybody just keeps turning a blind eye. You keep turning a blind eye to it. I got that Gorilla Monsoon. He turns a blind eye to it. Everybody in that goddamn dressing room knows that I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Cut him off.
If you don't like it, tough shit.
Well, obviously, we...
My ass, Brett. All you want to do anytime you go in the ring is cry like a baby. I tried to go out there and help you, and you threw it all away because you're a loser. It could have been you and me for the championship at WrestleMania, but you blew the whole damn thing because you're a loser at WrestleMania.
You know why they call you Stone Cold? Because your stones are so cold. Your stones, you won't come out here and step in the ring with me yourself. You're always going to jump me from behind. You don't got the guts to come out here. Come on! Everybody knows whether it's Psycho Sid.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize
for
the actions of Bret Hart, who has
snapped. Belt belongs
he has
to you,
lost it.
You are wrong.
Uh-oh,
that
look
is
out.
My belt. You know
we're
going to
try
I
and stay with this as long as we can.
I don't know
shit,
Bret Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
Yeah, this is completely out of control, McMahon.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, this is not going to be a. This is going to be a fight here.
Bret Hart.
Bret snapped. He's lost it. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Business just picked up.
Bret Hart, ladies and gentlemen, has gone berserk and.
Oh no, no!
What? Bret Hart and the Undertaker. Bret Hart knows the Undertaker.
There's
Austin.
Austin. Every good Bret Hart.
Just as they will at WrestleMania, but then it will be for the WWF Championship. And look what Stone Cold Steve Austin is doing to Bret Hart.
He's hammered Bret Hart's head right into that steel retaining wall out
and
there.
And Bret Hart has snapped. Bret Hart thought for sure he would be the WWF Champion. And if there's no conspiracy, Bret Hart, ladies and gentlemen, talking about a conspiracy, there is no conspiracy. There is no conspiracy at all, only in his head. And it's unfortunate that a man as great as Bret Hart has resorted to this. This is not what we've talked about. This is not the legacy of Bret Hart. Not this. Not this brawling. Not this whining.
You're
not
right.
This crying.
He snapped, McMahon. He's lost it. Get him out of here. Drag him out.
He just hit Hall of Famer Pat Patterson. That dirty, rotten son of a... That dirty...
Can you imagine the intensity at WrestleMania? Sunday on pay-per-view is unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable.
Bret Hart. Bret Hart is trying to choke the life out of Stone Cold Steve Austin. This is enough. Talk about choking the life out of somebody.
WWF champion, and who's going to submit this Sunday at WrestleMania if there's anything left for these four men?
And we're trying to stay with this, ladies and gentlemen. We're asking USA to try and stay with this.
Somebody get out here and get them apart. Hell, it's going to take the state police in New York to separate these men.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Steve Austin and Bret Hart. The Undertaker,
Shawn Michaels,
Don't do it! Don't do it! No, don't do it! Michaels is hurt. Shawn Michaels has no business. No business coming down here. He's hurt.
Look at that!
Oh.
bodies land all over the place. It looks like a crash scene at a car wreck. What's going to be left for WrestleMania Sunday?
Bret Hart, if he gets a shot, he's going to go straight for... straight for Shawn Michaels. Michaels, stay away.
You better get up there, McMahon. Somebody better get up there.
I'm not going to get up there again, not in Bret Hart's face. I can't
Look
believe he
Here
did what he
Michael.
Did.
What's he going to do?
The Undertaker and Psycho Sid going at it, just as they will at WrestleMania. And right there, Michaels is in the war zone. Officials are trying to restrain him, to keep him from getting involved. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is an all-out brawl. It's a riotous situation in Syracuse. It's a fist fight, a street fight, all 6 days before WrestleMania.
No shot. No shot. It's WrestleMania this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, on pay-per-view, live from Chicago.
I'm ready, my lord. the Beast. Dan Severn led to the ring with James E. Cornette. This guy is void of emotion, JR. He is all business.
He is dripping in championship belts. Dan Severn, a 13-time national AAU champion.
Wow.
Arguably the greatest ultimate fighting champion of all time. In the eyes of a lot of folks is that man, Dan the Beast Severn. He is cold. He is calculating. As Michael Cole alluded to, he is all business.
Dan Severn, the current NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
You see the championship belts in front of you, the NWA World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion. You see the UFC Super Fight Championship, the Ultimate Championship belt. These are only four of his title belts. He has a bunch more at home that he didn't bring because he can't carry them all through the airport.
Wow! And here's Severn now, hammering away on Flash Funk. Much easier to punch down, Jim.
He's not punching, he's slapping. If you punch a man bare knuckled out of punching down position, you can break your knuckles. He's not going to break his hand. He's going to slap Flash Funk and sense.
Wow. The Beast, Dan Severn, relentless in his attack on Flash Funk.
Well, there's no doubt that Severn is an animal. He has been a world-class athlete since he was in elementary school. In every level that Severn has competed, he has won.
He didn't come to the WWF to take care of anybody, to do any favors.
Wow, here's Flash now.
He didn't come here to make any superstars look good. He came here to win. I hear everybody saying, I'm the baddest man on the planet.
Oh, wow.
What a suplex.
I hear everybody saying, I'm the world's most dangerous man. I hear,
kick up underneath the chin.
I hear everybody saying, I'm the toughest SOB. Well, nobody can make those claims as long as Dan Severn is breathing.
Here's Flash now off the ropes. Oh, look at the strength again by Severn. Look out.
Oh, what a move.
Oh, he's got the
arm bar. Severn's going to hyperextend the arm. I'm going to break it, and Flash Funk gives it up.
The arm bar by Dan Severn, and the Beast victorious, and he still has that arm locked in.
And I'm going to tell you what, nobody in the WWF is safe. That's a wrestler, and I'm taking it straight to the top.
Whatever you say, James E., nonetheless, Dan Severn impressive in his victory tonight on Raw against Flash Funk.
Severn may be devoid of emotion. No doubt he earned the nickname Dan the Beast Severn, and arguably the greatest ultimate fighting champion of all time.
forgot to give you the answers to that history question in the Civil War. Now, just remember, the North won.
Oh, heavy.
Well, listen, I gotta go.
Okay, bye, Toby.
Watch us all stand alive, folks like time has come for most of us.
Choosing which God we trust.
I know I'm born to die, search to find a peace of mind.
Even if I stumble blind, there can be no compromise.
I don't fuck the slide,
yeah.
Won't define,
why is why.
Just ride,
watch a song,
stand in line, fall like up the devil's mind.
Drugs
and thugs, where to find, three or four at a time.
Wait a minute, let me tell you about
the slice of the devil's mind.
Should everybody out there get down with
the slice of the devil's mind.
In life,
all slice of the devil's mind.
Little woman in the street, sell her fucking body for
all slice of the devil's mind.
Niggas killing each other in the streets for
all slice of the devil's mind.
But
all in line, all in line. All slice of the devil's
yeah.
mind. All in line, all in line.
Give me
all slice of the devil's mind. All in line, all in line.
What?
All slice of the devil's
yeah.
mind. All in line,
give a fuck. I ain't going out for
all slice of the devil's mind.
Are you worried that you might not be able to continue your professional football or wrestling career?
If I was worried about getting injured and not being able to continue my football career, I sure as heck wouldn't be stepping in that ring. I've been doing a lot of training. I've wrestled before, as a lot of the guys who will be in the ring have, the football players, that is. We're used to the physical violence and the combat, as I've mentioned before. So, no, we're not that concerned. Of course, you have to be worried about being in shape and being ready for the match and that type of thing. But when it comes down to the whistle blowing, as they say in football, and the referee drops his hand, the match is on.
Okay, that is a really dumb question. The hitman's scared about his career? I am not scared of anything, and no one is going to hurt the hitman. The hitman is infallible, unbeatable, indestructible, and he's just great.
Obviously, if I was concerned about something happening that would prevent me from playing football, I wouldn't have accepted, but... looking at the competition, looking at the sport itself, with my athletic ability, I'm very confident going into the ring, and I will continue to play football. And, hey, who knows? I would probably, after winning this event, do it again.
Are you worried about getting hit from the blind side?
Yes, I am. When I'm walking into the ring, I'm worried about Stud having one of his cronies out there himself trying to take me out before the match. But as far as when the battle royal is in, I'll just be taking everybody out myself. I won't be worried about anybody hitting me from the blind side.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Punk. Do you think this is the first time I've been in a battle royal? I've won more battle royals than any other wrestler alive, including you, Andre the Giant. Bring on the Refrigerator. Bring on Harvey Martin. Bring on Froelich. Bring them all on.
Well, you always worry about, but this is one kind of a thing where you have to really keep moving, keep an eye on everything that's going on in there. You know, there's always that possibility, but you have to be alert, you have to be quick, and you have to be there.
What would it mean to you to win the Battle Royal?
It would be a tremendous feather in our cap, you know, with all the football players involved and all the big Andre the Giant and Big John Studd. It'd be a tremendous feather in our cap for Brian or myself to win, and who knows, we might. We've got the ability. We'll let her go.
Well, because that's my sport. I grew up with the wrestling, toughest money, everything, prestige. Football players, they are great athletes, but they come to the wrestling one and one. Nobody can beat the wrestler.
Well, it'll be a lot of prestige because I think wrestlers are good athletes. I think the money is good, and hopefully if I can slam Big John Studd, I'll get $15,000 extra, so that'll be a good incentive for me.
Are you worried about someone landing on you?
Of course. You're talking about how many thousands of tons in that ring with all the tough wrestlers. What are you going to do with that? You have to watch out.
No, I'm not worried about nothing.
We'll be right back.
Research being done at the Heart Foundation. Well, before we get into any other topics, just exactly, Anvil, what kind of research are you involved in at the Heart Foundation?
Well, I'll tell you something, Ivy League. At the foundation, Jimmy Hart has set aside many, many rooms for many, many different purposes. We got a high-flying room so the Heart Foundation can keep up with all high flyers. We got a weight room. We have one heck of a secretary who's very, very efficient.
And we got a psychiatrist who analyzes and comes up with what's in the minds of our opponents. So we have an advantage all the time because we know what they're thinking before they think it.
Well, speaking of your opponents, I would imagine foremost on your mind, Anvil, and of course, Brett the Hitman's would be the tag team champions,
you know,
the British Bulldogs.
You're always asking us questions. Right. Well, let me ask you a question, all right?
Be my guest.
What exactly is a female dog?
Answer that one, Brett.
Well, it's called a bitch, is the term.
A what?
Call it, the terminology is a bitch. We're referring to a female dog.
That's the Bulldog's new manager.
It's bad enough that you gotta take orders from a dog. But you gotta take orders from a bitch.
Boy, they're really using their brains, aren't they? They should have a foundation of their own.
Does she got a little tiny belt she wears around too?
Gorilla, what can I say? We'll be back with more great primetime action right after this.
Fill your heart with love today. Don't play the game of time. Things that happened in the past only happened in your mind, only in your mind. Oh, forget your mind and you'll be free, yeah. The writing's on the wall. Free, yeah. And you can know it all if you choose. Just remember, lovers never lose, 'cause they are free of thoughts unpure and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness clears the soul, love cleans the mind and makes it free. Happiness is happening. Dragons have been bled. Gentleness is everywhere. Fear is just in your head. Only in your head. Fear is in your head. Only in your head. So forget your head and you'll be free. The writing's on the wall. Free, yeah. And you can know it all if you choose. Just remember, lovers never lose, 'cause they are free of thoughts unpure and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness clears the soul, love will clean your mind and make you a free. Yeah.
go.
Take me with you.
I cannot.
Please.
You will die there.
I don't think I care.
I care. Now, tell me again how to say goodbye.
Kiss me. And tell me you love me.
I love you.
I'm never gonna see you again, am I?
No.
I love you.
Tell the baby about me.
I will. What should I do with this?
The baby will know. Goodbye, Jenny Hayden.